You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your host, Josh Kinder, also known as Giant Fuckboy, and I'm joined today by Corey Treadway, also known as Kurabara.
How's it going, guys? I'm back. I'm not taking a day off today. I want to.
Hey, about time, you And we are joined by Matt Crowell, also known as Vermin Supreme 2.0. Yeah. I don't know if anybody gets that reference.
Hey, he got like 0.5% of votes or something, right? Or was that AML. I forget. Anyway. I don't know, man. That's an old ass reference, okay?
He's like, I don't know. Word.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. First of all, we'd like to welcome any first time listeners and first time guests to the stream. If you'd like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community, please join us at mash.gg/discord, where you can meet the hosts and fellow Apex players. As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats. That's R-I-F-T-I. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. And we are live streaming and recording at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, March the 2nd, for release on Wednesday, March the 3rd. Happy March, motherfuckers.
March. Boo, 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 boo. Actually, I thought March started earlier, and I had to work on some of our extra content, and it was like, Jesus, it's already the end of February, and now it's March. Oh, no.
Right. Oh, no.
Get ready for that time change, too. Spring forward, bitches.
Oh, man.
Feels bad.
Yeah, I'm over daylight savings. We don't need to rant about that now, but I'm just saying.
Oh, God, I know, right? All right. First of all, we're going to start with our show announcements. Then we're going to move into topic two. I find you offensive for finding me offensive. I have a question that I want to pose to all of you in podcast land, and I want to see everybody's feelings about the idea. And topic three, we're going to go into Week in Apex Community Edition, then Quick Tip Corner, Quick Topics, and finally questions from the Loot Bin. There's actually a lot of little micro topics going on. There's a lot going on in Apex, but nothing we can like really, really, really riff on super hard. So we're going to bring a lot of these little micro topics in for this show. But first, please check out the community poll in Discord. The poll releases at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday and stays open until midnight the following Wednesday.
Yeah, we had a small turnout for the last one, so hoping to get some more people on this one. It's like,
exactly.
If you want to hear more Ready Room, if you like Ready Room, we gotta get the more feedback on those polls. So
send it
to your friends, send it to your neighbors, send it to your kids. I don't care.
Send them to your children. What would you do in this situation, little Timmy? I'm 4.
What would you do if Caustic does this?
If your pets can use a computer, they can do it too.
Right.
Sign them up. Also, make sure that they follow Dropping Spicy and leave a review.
Hey, Lamal. All right, let's move into our first actual topic. Topic one, I find you offensive for finding me offensive. Question, should hot mics be allowed in Apex, i.e. should you be able to communicate with enemies after a kill, primarily for trash talk? Now, this could be done and implemented in several different ways. I just kind of want a hot mic option at some point or another to talk to enemies. Usually that happens after a kill in games that do allow it. Personal opinion here. This is mine. And there are many like it, but this one is mine. So I say, give us the option to be offended. You know, don't protect those who don't want protecting, and let those that thrive on toxicity make fun and memes of the toxic assholes. So for sure, you know, you'd want a toggle option of some sort, right? So if you don't want to hear it and you don't want anybody to hear you, be able to toggle it off. But at the same time, toxicity in a game is kind of what FPSs were born and bred of, you know, back in the old days, and I fucking miss
COD.
It. Fucking Halo. Like, oh, yeah. the very first day I played Halo online, this was Halo 2 way back in the Xbox days. I played Halo 2 online, and very first match, first thing I hear from chat from the other side was fucking that is what I got called.
Very first day. And banned live.
Right. I'm just saying that's exactly what was said. And I was like, holy shit, what the fuck does that even mean? And of course, later on, I found out it was some weird like 4chan thing. But yeah, so I mean, there's so many good memes of toxic douchebags getting salty, like, you know, just let the salt flow a bit, you know. I'm so tired of all these games, you know, trying to minimize the interaction that you have with people on the other side to kind of protect your feelings. Like, that's fine. Give us the option. You know, if you're a squeaker, you don't want to talk, don't fucking talk. You don't want to hear other people, you know, on enemy squads, turn it off, right? You know, fucking hell. I mean, it's like the fucking government, you know, just get the government out. Just less government, you know, very libertarian of me, but.
Yeah, although libertarian what are you guys' opinions? Usually wrong, so.
Hey,
that
anyway.
Was very subjective, but this is neither the time nor place.
No. Just.
I will say, I appreciate your, I really want this. I would love this. However, I also want to remind people there are such a thing as quips, and they are freaking amazing. They are useful for things other than being an asshole, pain in the ass, son of a bitch in the dropship. Let me just tell you. Nah, but whoever the fuck is doing that in the bus, like, I'm a break your kneecaps. But it's so fun. Like, I've had that a few times, like Final Rings. When you're like teabagging at the other guys and like dropping your holo tags at each other or like shooting the wall, you can also quip at each other. Like, don't forget. I've had some hilarious encounters. It's super rare. But don't forget to equip your equip wheel with funny stuff. Cause like, I'm trying to think. I should have had some pulled up for this, but like, there's some really good quips. Let me just look that up real quick. But like, you can have so much fun with this, you know. You can just like goad people on and be like,
"What about you, Kerr? What's your opinion?" While he's looking that up,
yeah. My opinion on this is, I don't mind this being an option added in the game. I don't really think they should be focusing too much on adding this in. There's some other things that need to be fixed before they even do this. But like, I know for me personally, I'm very antisocial. Don't usually like to hear people unless they're on my squad. Even on my squad, a lot of times I'm muting my squad because the first thing is just either racial slurs or how much everybody's shitty. I'm like, well, this is a waste of my time. I want to play games. I don't want to hear this bullshit. I deal with this enough at work and at my neighborhood. Why do I want to bring this to a game? But that's why it's not for me. So if the option's there to turn it off, like I can turn off my squads and stuff, I'm not against it. It's like, some people, yeah, they do, I think, what did Jaya say? It's like, I'm fueled by salt or something, or how did his quote go, Kinder? I don't remember. It's been a while.
Oh, the one I used to say was, as the salt flows, my power grows.
That's the one.
So, for instance, Caustic, you know, you could just be teabagging at someone who's stuck and they're going to die to ring and you're inside a building. You'd be like, ineptitude is the true killer. Ineptitude is the true killer. Ineptitude is the true killer. You know, there's like Wraithy's got some good ones, I believe. Sorry to interrupt yours.
No, you're fine. Like, those ones don't bother me when they're in the game because they can be funny. It's just a lot of times, very rarely do I see when people get the mics on, they're funny. They're mostly just stupid, and it's just like wasting my time. I'm like, really? Right. You couldn't think of anything funnier? Or
right,
like little persons are trying to try to, yeah. But the worst ones I have with people who take the open mic and like, I'm gonna be everybody's personal GJ. Let me play my music as loud as possible on a shitty mic, and it's screechy, and it's just like, oh, I just want to hear the game.
Right.
It's like,
and you know, that's an ongoing problem in things like PUBG and all, especially in ship, but. It's also just during ship or, you know, just after a kill. Because obviously you don't want hot mics during mid-game, you know. Mm-hmm. That would just be stupid. But yeah, I mean, I really, really enjoy the opportunity to trash talk a little bit. And yeah, this game can get you salty. But I don't play this game for competitive anymore, like literally at all. I play it to have fun. And I have fun getting really stoned, getting a kill by pure chance, and talking shit. Like, that's what I want to do in this game right now.
I won't lie, Kinder. I might meet you occasionally when you get there. Because because for me, I do not want that. I'm just like, oh, why do people act like this?
Right. And, you know, if they have it turned off, then, you know, I talk trash and feel good about myself. And, you know, they'd never heard it in the first place. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's for different, yeah. different people have different things they like.
Desert TV has got a good quip, too. She goes, she sniffs, like, so that's what fear smells like. I don't know why I went into a lifeline voice.
Thanks, not.
So that's what fear smells like. I don't know, man. I'm not the voices guy, okay? I'm not the voices guy.
I mean, what I was saying, like, what do you enjoy about the saltiness or the memeing of this? Like, what do you find entertaining about going in and trash-talking people? Like,
oh, me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even, like, the trash-talking people. It's like, hearing the biggest thing that I really, really enjoy is hearing the sheer fucking salt after you murk somebody fair and square. What's that the Pokemon thing that you can play online and you can like build your teams and everything? You know what I'm talking about, Matt? I can't remember what the hell it's called.
It's just like the TCG.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Or is it the Pokemon MMO? Or there's
No. It's just like the games, but it's like an online thing.
I don't know.
The hell it's
called. There's a lot of things. It's got to be more specific. Do you mean like the?
I can't remember the fuck like, it's called. But you can basically just do Pokemon battles online like you would in the game.
Pokemon Showdown. Oh, that's a very toxic Showdown. Game. That's a very yeah, toxic yeah. game.
Showdown is so toxic, but I love watching people use cheese strats and weird, crazy strategies and beating like hyper uber teams with like fucking Petlil and shit like that. You know. I thrive on that. It's fucking hilarious, and these guys get so salty. And it's just fun to take, you know, hyper competitive douchebags down a peg or five. You know what I mean?
But what I mean, about when you get taken down.
If you don't like it, I do think that if it happens, it definitely has to have just like voice chat, normal voice chat, a mute. Because like, you know, there's gonna be a lot of people who are like, I don't want this. I don't need this.
Yeah, just like, you know, click, you know, like press M to mute or something like that, you know, obviously. And, you know, of course, you know, if you're getting third party and stuff, you don't want to hear the trash. So just instant mute. Or even if you get shot or something like that, or you get shot at or someone has you scoped in, have it automatically cut off, something like that. There's multiple ways to do it. Or even just turn it off in ranked. Like that would be probably the easiest solution. And also it would probably get rid of a lot of the like. Real salt because competitive is competitive, you know, and quick play is not as wouldn't quite be as salty. It'd just be people going into practice or people just having fun like me.
Why would I get rid of the saltiness? I'm not sure I understand why the people would still be salty even with this added. I don't know how I would reduce it.
No, I'm talking about in so in ranked you wouldn't have something like this, you know. So
I think he's saying that it'd be more salty ranked. With it. So in ranked, they just wouldn't have it at all because that's not competitive. It's just trolling.
Got it. You're saying like have it just for pub matches, just for like, hey,
yeah, exactly.
Did you like what I did there about being super stupid as hell?
Yeah, and I've been straight lasered by motherfuckers before, and they've had like crazy shots and shit on me, and I've just wanted to be like, dude, that was nasty. Fucking hats off, you know. And that does happen from time to time, you know. I get murked on a regular fucking basis.
Yeah, but how would this be implemented where it wouldn't really affect the gameplay? Because I feel like you only get to talk to them when you kill someone, or you can hear the team when you die. I don't think I understand like how it'd work. I haven't really had
the
this.
Way I think it was implemented before in games was you could talk to the person that killed you after you die. So it was a hot mic then.
It'd be PUBG would be the prime example.
I never played PUBG, so I like could had to work there exactly.
So proximity. So basically, their proximity chat was that you could hear someone as long as you were in very close So even when before they died, you could hear them. So if you're like within like it's a little bit further than punching distance, And I could see how that could be kind of weird.
But I mean, it never really seemed to be a problem in PUBG. You know, like if you heard someone talking, you long ago heard them running.
And much
you.
Like comms, most people didn't have it.
Right, right. I don't know. I would like them to play around with it and fool with the options because it's just fun, in my opinion, my personal opinion.
And if someone's being like totally ridiculous, just like in a normal voice chat, you could just like report them.
Yeah.
If they're going like ridiculous mode, you know, just like racial slurs and stuff like.
Right.
That's just like, you know.
Yeah. And the bonus is you probably would get rid of a lot of actual assholes that wouldn't otherwise be reported and banned, you know.
Is it necessary? Like, definitely not, but it would be interesting.
Yeah, I'm always looking for like more things to do and stuff too. So it would be, it could make for some funny videos. I'm out for those.
Oh yeah.
I would have some choice words.
The Reddit content would be sky high with this.
That's true. That is
easy content.
Yeah. There would be some words spoken to people who, you know, you have those sniper fights for like 5 minutes sometimes. And I think you would have some choice words for, the fellow with the charge rifle or the triple take across the way got over there and wrecked them.
Yeah, there's also some times where some of the kills I've gotten so lucky, I want to go, I'm very sorry, I got super lucky on that one. You should be really mad.
Right. I mean, even fucking text chat would be okay, which I guess you couldn't do with consoles, but like, remember Overwatch text chat, how salty that can get sometimes with enemy teams?
You could like, text even chat the other team? Oh my god.
Yeah, you could text chat the other team.
Oh no!
You do just your team or the other team, and the salt, the absolute salt. Oh god, it was glorious.
Yeah, the only problem with it being in Apex is like, I guess you could have proximity text chat. Guess that could be a thing. It might be a thing somewhere else. I'm not sure. But if you had like the entire fucking lobby trying to use the chat function,
right? <that'd be> just,
oh no!
I mean, I would assume it would be for, you know, just like right after you died or something like that. You know, I'm sure there would be, I'm sure they can figure something out with it. Just fucking give me something, guys. Yeah. Like, I want some extra communication with these enemies here.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I kill you, you're dead. I can't tell you how bad you are at the game.
Yeah, I'd actually want the text more because I'm easier to talk. It's just like, dude, that shot. What the hell?
Right, right. Something like that. But, you know, I'm sure all of you listeners out there, you have an opinion. So, let us know what you think at mash.gg/discord. Go in there, tag one of us in it and say, hey, opinion here. Maybe we'll read on the show and, you know, shit, we get a bunch of it. You know, I can pass along.
What Kinder is saying is everyone right now, when you hear this, whenever that may be, go into Discord and just at Kinder.
No streamer mode's on, so it's not going to ding.
That's fine. No, a lot of people are going to be hearing this live on the not live on the podcast. So, you know, have a great few next weeks.
Right. But if you don't, right this minute, right behind you, there's Ednar with a hammer, ready to break your kneecaps.
Yeah, and while you're at it, leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, all these plugs right now.
Matt the plug.
Oh, man. Anything plug. Else on this topic before we move forward?
And Respawn, I really enjoy this idea, but I'd totally get it if you don't do this.
Yeah, if you want to fix it,
I kind of understand it, but at the same time, with
maybe fix your login issues first.
Hey, we got something about that later, man. Don't spoil.
Okay, sorry, I won't spoil. sorry. Okay, well, how about you tell us about your week in Apex or my week in Apex? I guess.
I mean, I have some things I can talk about, but you go ahead first, Matt.
Okay, cool. So, this is not from me. I didn't want to talk about this, but they did. So, thanks, Crazy. Appreciate you. I swear this happens to me at least once a week. And usually when I'm playing with somebody that I enjoy playing with, some crazy shit goes down and I end up knocked and they can't get my body. And I spend like 20 minutes watching my friends play. It's usually in ranked. So I had a crazy game, pun intended, with Crazy and Toys. They did quite well. They got 7 kills between the two of them and over 2k damage. I'm not gonna lie, Toys carried pretty hard in that match. And I did like 30 damage because I died in like the first minute. They couldn't get my box because we got like fourth partied. Good old KC, you know. Yeah, so they're saying, oh, good on XO for being good dude and cheering us on throughout the match. I mean,
what a good sport.
I was hanging out.
Talk him the entire time. Was.
Oh, I mean, you know, I was having some fun. I was having some fun with it, giving some commentary.
There's always the worst boys when you're like, you get killed and there's no way to get your box. You're like, it's fair to survive. It's my fault. I did the stupid shit, but you know, now I just got to watch here and not play the game. I guess I'll surf the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I had a great game with Ben in ranked, Bullseye Benson. He's a cool dude. Yesterday we got like second place in ranked, but it was like, we had like 5 assists each and a few kills. We ended up getting like 150 RP each for second place, which is pretty ridiculous. You can get over 200, just over 200 with max kills in ranked now if you win. So that's cool. It used to max out at like 150, 160, I believe. If I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody will tell me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got. I'm pretty sure I've gotten a lot higher than that in ranked.
Because they cap you, they stop counting points for kills and assists at 5.
Right. Actually, I think it's 6 now.
Yeah, but it used to be. That's what I'm saying. Like the old max is like 150, 160 ish. The new one is over 200 with like everything, nice. Which is sick. And then I had a crazy match with Toys and a rando, and Toy got 9 kills. I got 6, and the rando got 5. So we were like popping off. We Ooh. Won that match. That was
Matt
a big one.
Matt got kills, guys. He got kills.
Yeah, it happens sometimes, I promise. Just never when you're watching.
Right. I know, right? Speaking of which, earlier, when we first started the pre-show, we had a great match. All 3 of us were popping off, too. Mm-hmm. Of course, we didn't fucking win because, you know, we're bad at the game. But
we had almost 4,000 damage together because we all had 1,200, 1,300 each. So,
yeah, right. I had the most kills because I'm a tryhard.
Yeah, fuck off.
I had the same damage as you, but only 1 kill.
Oof.
Yeah,
I thought you had 3 kills.
I don't.
Maybe
remember,
it was
dude.
Like 1 kill, 3 assists, or something like that.
Yeah, but that was fun.
You know, what was really bad about that match though. Is about everybody I killed. I knocked him with a shooting the 30-30 from the hip.
Hey,
oof. Like, I had a 9-9 and a 30-30. I'm like, break! I don't want to aim down. So I'm just gonna freaking just hip fire down. Hell yeah!
The other team that was pushing, I yeeted a frag over there and I hit for 100 and knocked one of the dudes. Then I got lasered by the other 2 guys. Lifeline
that,
and
oh man, kills. that match after that though, I did get a kill. I got a great kill with the fucking Mosey. That was sick. And it wasn't even like loadout Mosey either. It was just like floor loot because I had nothing else.
Yeah, that was dirty. That person was probably kind of mad.
Yeah, that next match was so weird. We dropped in that Hammond Labs. And I'm like, I dropped down. I get a Mosey, no shield. Try to go help Kinder and Matt. I get knocked from another team that came behind. Matt gets knocked. We both get murdered.
Pushed into a 2 teams fighting, like 2 full stacks fighting, and just solo. I died immediately.
Yeah. Like, feels bad, man.
Yeah, Kinder was able to use Revenant to like crab walk to get our boxes and crab walk the hell out of there. We somehow right. get revived, get some basic loot, and then realize there's only 3 people left, and the last fight just starts. So you rush in there with basic weapons,
blue and white shields. 2 of us had blue, 1 had white, like no guns, anything like that.
Yeah, I knocked 1 person in that fight, but then Matt, I said like try to throw his Gibby ult, gets knocked. I think the other 2 teams are fighting, so I try to go revive him. I'm like. But it felt like it was taking like a million years for you to come up. I'm like, good God, I'm Octane. Why can't I just stab you with a thing and heal and revive you faster? Come on. This is so slow. And like the last percentage, a freaking rage just comes up and just ruins our day.
Yeah, right when you res me, they finished killing the other team. Oh, excuse me. And then that person knocked the both of us. We do have another quick little segment. If you know Agent 10132, that's right. Who's going to do that? Was I going to do that?
You're going to do that.
If you like.
Agent request said you had so.
Rip. All right. Hey, your funeral,
special
bud.
Request.
All right. So Agent 10132 says, so my friends have been complaining about how the Prowler is weak and needs a buff and all that kind of shit. So I promised to get a win using the Prowler in the endgame. I landed at Bonsai at the building next to the open canopy, which is separated from the 2 bridges. I immediately died because Apache got luckier than me. Apathy got luckier than me and got a flatline while I cracked his shields with a Mozam. Our Cossack farted and won the fight. Our Mirage spawned me, and we went to the Twin Towers to finish off fight there. By now, we all had blue, and our Mirage had perp. I found a vault and went up zip. We looted some more and got scanned by Bloodhound. I tried to do a big brain play by gravlifting to the top of the parts connecting the bridges, but fell. So, I ran across to the other side and ziplined up from there. The Bloodhound surprised me, but he was one-shotted by my Eva. Oof. We rotated to the connector connecting Solar Array and Hammond, and won a fight there. I didn't do shit, so I'm going to skip this part, but basically our Mirage carried us. I love some honesty, bro. It's all good. After that, we looted some more, and I saw a fight going off at the little compound by Estates, but opposite of Phase Runner. They were rezzing, so I easily killed two of them, and then the last guy had shield swapped, so I shredded him with my Volt. We went to Phase Runner as Ring was rotating. I spotted a care package near us, and I got a Prowler in there. The team tried to snipe us with the Tickle Gun and Longbow.
Yeah, I think he means 99.
Oh, yeah.
That is a Tickle Gun.
Yeah, yeah. 2x99. I hate that shit. It's so toxic. We tried to rotate, but we ran smack into another team. I instantly knocked one with a Prowler and finished another guy with my Volt. Bro, Prowler Volt, that's dirty. I don't like you anymore, Agent. I tried to get high ground, but thought that was a bad idea because we got shot a lot. I went back to finish the Wraith I had downed earlier. The Mirage and the team we were fighting caught up, but I made him one shot with my Prowler and my Caustic finished him. We were just chilling for a few minutes until the last team chucked nades into the little house we were hiding in. But the other team's bad shot and we jumped out the window into cover. I used my big brain to throw a grav lift and ult onto them. I chucked all my nades and cracked one of them. I used my Prowler to finish him off. They had another Horizon sniping us, the Mastiff, so I easily knocked her with the Prowler's hip fire. I heard the last guy popping shields and I one clipped her with 166 on the Prowler. Oh my god. That's a lot. That's like, how does a homie talk shit after that? You know what I mean? Like, the math adds up. Lasered. One clip for 177. Disgusting. Yeah. I had to
go ahead.
I had to separate them since they were too long. Oh, okay, yeah, this is a whole essay, so yeah, he had to cut part of it. If you're curious about the entire game, it's going to be uploaded to my YouTube channel this Saturday or Sunday, depending on where you live. So, yeah, that's Agent10132. I believe that's also the name of his YouTube, and definitely check it out. That sounds like a hilarious match. I'm going to have to watch that later.
Yeah, like, I do kind of feel like the Prowler and even the PK, to an extent, needs a small buff for the care package weapons.
Yeah, because, I agree.
Like, I don't know. As we've seen, like, some of, like, the changes that might be coming is, like, our one match, there was a box with a Peacekeeper and a box with a Prowler. I think you grabbed the Prowler, Kinder, but, like, none of us really grabbed the PK. Like, it's not a bad gun. It's great, but, like, I felt like with my 99 and stuff like that, I'm freaking golden.
I wasn't there as much in the golden era of the PK. The PK's golden era was like up to season 4, mm-hmm. You know, or maybe whatever they put it in the. No, I mean, maybe up in season 5, but like, I don't know. I was never a fan of the PK. Now there are people who are nasty and like you can just you can hit someone for 110 or is it 130? I forget, like the perfect choke headshot. Yeah, is like 130. It's so much. And you can snipe with it. Like, you can legitimately snipe with it. About as good as a Havoc, or a Hemlock, rather.
Yeah, but it used to be better. It used to be even worse than that.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
I remember. But I'm a week one player.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why, but like, I feel like when we had the devotion in the care package, that weapon, I'm like, yeah, I'll grab this. When I had the 99, I grab a 99, like, hell yeah, this is great. Prowler and the PK, I'm kind of like, eh? Right. Eh?
I don't like care package weapons except for the Kraber. The Kraber is my bae. I won't cheat on her. Not for nothing.
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm a Prowler fan. Like, I loved a Prowler when it was floor loot. And now that it's in care package, like, I constantly want to try it, keep wanting to believe it's good. And I'm just let down every time.
I don't have the time on it. It
doesn't even feel good for a care package weapon. Like,
Do you know one thing that I don't, maybe I'm missing and I haven't checked? Do either, does the Prowler have a gold mag on it now that it's, or is it still just,
oh,
like a,
I forgot to check actually.
It does.
Okay.
I think all the care package weapons have gold mag. Well, no, it doesn't. I'm sorry. I don't know how that works. Is the short answer.
Okay.
Because it makes sense that they do. The gold weapons have gold mags.
Yeah, the gold weapons do. Like, I'd have to double check on that to see if they had made that change. I don't remember if we covered that or not. So,
I know the Kraber doesn't, but that would be absolutely busted.
God, that'd be bonkers. It's like, switch. All right, reloaded, because that'd be enough. That, yeah, I think that would be faster, wouldn't it?
So Reddit says that it is the only care package weapon that has a gold mag.
Okay, that's good. So if it has that's a gold Reddit. Mag, then it's better. Because if it didn't, I'd be kind of like, I don't really want to use that.
Right. All right.
Now, the PK doesn't have a mag. So that makes PK doesn't have a mag, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. There was one thing. I had a story to tell before we got out of here.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
My story for like earlier, I think it was like last week, last weekend, playing with some randoms, and I'm playing Octane, doing Octane things. And we're going around, I'm bounce padding people around, we're killing squad to squad. We get down to the last three squads. Actually, down to the last two squads. And I somehow, the ring's starting to get closed in. I somehow get separated from my team, as Octanes are prone to do because I'm an idiot. So the enemy team is barreling down on me, about to finish me off as the ring's closing in. I see my team are stuck in the middle of a shitty situation because, like, they're outside the ring, and where they're at, well, they'll be in the ring, and then the enemy team will be between them, so they have to run through that team. So me and my brain is like, okay, I'm going to die anyways. I yeet a jump pad over to my teammates. They take it to bounce over the enemy team into the ring, and then the ring closes on the enemy team. It wipes them, and we win the game.
That's fucking amazing.
That's brutal.
They're like, you just saved our lives. We're like, hell yeah. I've sacrificed my save with a big brain play.
God, Octane really is like almost busted right now. I never thought I'd say it, but
now
he is.
Now, just now, huh? No, I mean, yeah, Octane's pretty great now.
But, I mean, not when you're using him.
Do you know what made me really mad about that match, though? There was one thing that made me mad. I went to record the game, and for some reason, my program was set to record just my desktop.
No, I've had them done that
so,
before.
Yeah, you can hear the game, but then you see my screen, just the background of my monitor. I'm like,
damn.
What the hell?
That's brutal. You weren't streaming, were you?
No, it wasn't streaming. This was just a random match I just picked up because I was like, I woke up, I want to play play Apex for a little bit.
Damn.
I was so mad.
All right, let's move on into our quick topics. So if you guys haven't heard the news yet, Apex Legends hit a new concurrent user peak for Steam. Over the weekend, it hit an all-new peak of 198,235 simultaneous players, which is its highest peak so far. This makes Apex the fifth most played game on Steam right now, even more popular than GTA 5, Rainbow Six Siege, and Team Fortress 2. Let's see. We have a new Apex Legends Switch trailer as well, dropped by Respawn. So players who try it are going to get an exclusive Pathfinder skin. And just a reminder, this version is going to launch March 9th, which is next week.
Yeah. I do like this skin. It's very much looks it's a red and white skin for Pathfinder. I like this skin. Kind of looks very nice. I'm hoping there's a way I can transfer it to my other accounts as well, but I imagine it's probably going to be stuck to just playing on the Switch. But hey,
imagine having cross progression.
Right, having cross progression would be amazing.
But right.
I'm not too upset. Like, if I'm playing on the Switch, it means more than likely I'm not at my house. I'm at somewhere else. I can't bring my computer and stuff with me. So, still would be nice just on the go, be able to play some Apex.
Ooh, I just realized I can bring my fucking Switch when I go to my mom's place for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I can.
So we can carry you more than usual, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if you can. I wonder if you can use a headset and everything with the. Can you use a headset with a Switch?
Surely you can. It's just kind of janky. You got to make sure it's using an aux cable and.
They you gotta like run it inline to your phone Nintendo's so you can MO. Do like Discord.
I mean, I know people that do that with consoles now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck my goddamn piece of shit. Samsung doesn't have a goddamn headphone jack. I'm gonna have to use my Bluetooth with cans.
I mean, all the Apple people in the crowd are crying too.
Yeah. Gotta buy a fucking $70 dongle. Have fun with that shit. Oh, man.
Screw that noise. I'm sick of my phone that still has an aux one. Because I'm an old man who doesn't use Bluetooth. Well, I use Bluetooth just not for headsets right now.
AT&T texted me the other day that in a year they won't have 3G anymore. So I got to go get fucked and get a new phone.
Brutal.
Oof.
Oof. Oh, man. So another quick topic. Warzone players apparently want the firing range from Apex Legends.
Who doesn't?
So I know, right? This is a good tool. So some players from Warzone have been begging the developer to add a firing range to the BR so they can get the ability to test out builds and loadouts outside of a match instead of dropping in and finding it's garbage while they're in a match. With all the problems, I think we as Apex players sometimes forget the good parts that are in the game and that there was a time when we didn't have a firing range, which, God, I forgot all about that. Yeah, it didn't come in with the firing range at launch, did it?
No, we're to think that there was the time where like you actually had to go through the tutorial, let Bloodhound go, welcome, Blue Thunder. It's like, slide down
right.
The hill.
We have that, just not the firing range. Gotcha. And, a little ending here. If you guys think of any features from other games you would like to be added to Apex, once again, go to the Discord and send us a message.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear about what you guys like to add.
All right. Kura, why don't you tell us about this next Apex update we got going on?
Yeah, like a...
Yeah.
From the grapevine of Twitter, this is recently a member of Respawn Entertainment Development Team gave fans a heads up that the next patch for Apex Legends is quite large at around 3,000 words. I'm like, that's going to be a long patch notes episode. We better figure out some way of making that entertaining so it's not super dry.
Right.
The only one that was longer was Season 7, I believe, which is at 3,400, I want to say. But, anyways, that was a beefy update.
It was very beefy, so I'm hoping like there'll be some cool things going in on this. But one thing that also came from this is a fan responded in hopes that there'll be a massive change and will be addressed sometime in this patch. And then Josh Bendina, the producer at Respawn, responded with the apparently ever-popular eyes emoji. So there might be a possibility. I'm not sure how to take that. Eye emojis, I'm like... kind of a stretch, but a lot of people are saying that means there's going to possibly be a massive change coming. And people say it needs to be nerfed because about everybody's picking it up. Which I found kind of odd because I remember a lot of people talking so much shit when I said the Mastiff was great. Like, you're crazy, Kura. You need to use the Ava.
I still don't care for the Mastiff. I know that it's used in all the, you know, every pro ever fucking uses it. But I'm sticking to my fucking guns. I do not like it. I hate it. I can't stand fucking using the damn thing. I'd rather have an Eva, but I know that's not correct. I just suck with the fucking Mastiff.
I personally love when somebody wall jumps past me in the spirit of, you know, good matchmaking and stuff. When somebody wall jumps past my perma gold 4 ass, wall jumps and one taps me in the head with the Mastiff. You know, it feels good.
I mean, that's like, right. That was like one of my... During the duos event, it was my go-to guns was either a 30-30 or a Mastiff, depending on which map we're on.
Yeah. Now, let us not forget that we said the exact same thing about the Peacekeeper. And we'll go back to it as soon as they get switched. At some point, they're probably going to get switched. Like, let's be real here. They're not going to switch out the EVA because it's not busted like they are.
It'll have a triple tap on it. Just oh my god.
But god, that was
that would actually be crazy dumb fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that's disgusting. But
also, continuing on with the patch notes, which this might be coming out in the next patch, we're not sure. But Respawn says that they will have a fix incoming for the login issues, and they said the affected players will receive a new error message called code clog, which I'm like. It's really bad, but it should get so bad, you have to make a new error message for it.
Right.
Then when they get
I mean, it's probably an unexpected error, to be honest with you.
Is what the is that what the Dutch wear? They got their little clogs, you know, the little wooden shoes.
The Dutch are the problem. The Dutch have caused issues in Apex.
The Dutch are coming. The Dutch are coming.
They were moving a little slowly with the fix, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A little distracted.
Right. I mean, if they didn't have a code for it, that means it wasn't likely means it wasn't caught into debugging and they didn't make a case for it. Yeah. So they probably had to do some serious digging to figure out exactly what the hell was going on in the back end, and debugging back end code, if you don't have it, if you have a plan for it, is really not fun. It's super dry, super difficult, and it's a pain in the ass.
Super bad.
But then in the case they figured out exactly what's going on and what's causing it, so they're going to be able to address it.
Yeah, but a nice thing they're doing for people who have been affected by this issue, they will be awarding you 25 battle pass levels.
Which is nice.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, but also on the sad part is they said that Respawn also suspects that some players will continue to have login issues, so they've added extra error message to help diagnose these problems. They'll keep working on it until it is solved. And in their Twitter message, they also put little prey hands as well.
Right. Like, and that indicates that not everybody is having the exact same scenario happen to them. So there's one or two, maybe even more different problems going on with logging in that may stem from one or two different core causes. It's good though that they've added new error messages, added debugging options, things like that. Those are that's a big deal. You know, that's major fixes.
That there also be a trend to say, hey, we don't have a full fix, we have something we got, but there's probably still gonna be an issue. We'll keep working on it as we can find out where the issues are.
Right. And that's we say it all the time, transparency. I'm happy with this. You know, you telling us exactly what you're doing, you're working on it, you're adding error messages to help diagnose. That's good. That means something is being done rather than staying quiet for 6 fucking months while you try to figure some bullshit out. And we're just like, when's it going to be fixed? When's it going to be fixed? You know, at least with this, we can see, yeah, they're working on the problem. They're debugging. It's a difficult problem. I'm perfectly fucking okay with that. And you should be too, listener. You son of a bitch. I fucking love you. Fucking love you, you asshole.
Hugs and kisses all around, jerks.
Fuck her up.
ASMR with Kinder. Oh, man.
ASMR, more like. Anyway, what the heck was I going to say? Oh, yeah, this next one is pretty interesting. There is a Bangalore teleport glitch that has been happening. I haven't heard about this one, actually. This is really cool. Normally, when Bangalore uses her finisher, she pulls out the smoke grenade launcher and uses it, kind of struts up, pulls out the smoke grenade launcher, and uses it to take out the unlucky downed enemy with no teleportation involved whatsoever. You know, because that's normal. You're not supposed to teleport in this game. Even Wraith's kind of phases, you know, teleportation's cracked. This would be where the bug or glitch comes in, when the smoke grenade shoots out to get them. A Redditor Regnus2005 posted a clip onto Reddit. They go through the motions. They get their teammate up. They decide to finish off the scum that dared to challenge them to a firefight in bunker in the first place. During the finisher, this bug happens. Just after she fires the smoke bomb to end off the animation, the confused player suddenly finds himself somehow just outside of the bunker's entrance.
Yeah, and if you watch this video, it gets really interesting because you see her. She's in that. She's in bunker. She's in that for that. I guess the second room after the quarter on the lower end. Like, she's in there. She's finishing a guy off, and when she gets done, all of a sudden she's right outside of bunker on the left hand side, and then the body of the enemy player is also there, and it's like, what the heck is going on?
Me and Kura kind of experienced something similar to this. I don't think, were you being executed, Kura? No. We were by let me see, Market. The main entrance with the little buildings outside, and I was fighting, and a team came out of the tunnels, you know, as they do, usually multiple. And you got executed, or no, you might not have been executed, but you were knocked. And all of a sudden, the ring was coming in, and it was going to end right at Market. And I think we were all trying to fight off, and I was just trying to finish a fight before I went to res you. And you, like that, and you were outside a bunker.
Yeah, I just instant teleported, just like it's a transmission over to freaking water treatment. I was like, I have no way of getting to you guys.
No, it was Bunker, I think, or something, or something in that direction, because that was in Ring. Because you remember specifically you shot into Ring.
No, where I got teleported was outside of Ring into water treatments. You guys were in Ring and Market. So that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was so far away, there was no way for me to get to you guys. I'm like, well.
Yeah, your Nox body just got yeeted right out of there. It was super weird. But there is a slightly strange thing that happens like this, where a teammate got executed, but like DC'd right when they were being executed. And then the execution got interrupted. And then they tried to come back in, and they came back in. They were Bangalore, and I think they came back in as a Bloodhound.
Oh, that's
so there's like a weird thing where you can come back in like that. Or when they got rezzed, they did get fully knocked or executed or whatever. But what their teammate was able to grab the box and rez them, and they came back as a different character.
That's strange.
Like super whack. I don't know. I don't think anyone knows exactly how to reliably replicate that. But if you do,
most
let
likely
us know.
It was like some random weird pointer address was changed or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, any number of things can cause those kind of glitches.
Yep.
So weird.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
All right. So Apex Legends dropped the song called The Outlaw's Oath on Twitter, which seems to, Fuse's voice actor, Ben Prendergast. It sounds like he's the one still singing along. Video in the tweet even references the cinematic launch trailer for Season 8, and that one opens with Fuse playing a guitar around a campfire. It also references the Bone Cage, which was the fighting ring back on Salvo that was shown off in Stories from the Outlands, Good as Gold. That whole animated short. It was there where Fuse first gained a bunch of influence on Salvo. Also where he began to grow apart from Maggie, who's the woman shown in the video. Some of the lyrics go, "In the Bone Cage, I ride the victory road. In the Bone Cage, I live to rock and load." An interesting thing about the song is it's not a rock song, more like a kind of a somber folk song, which you would really expect.
Like I actually
haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Have you guys?
Yeah, I listened to it a little bit. It's very like a slow paced song. Just like trying to think of like how to best describe it.
He's an outback cowboy. Like, come on, of course he sings folk music. Probably jams Johnny Cash and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but basically that's what it is. It's basically like Johnny Cash, but that's the word. That's who I was thinking of.
He's got a lot of music that is folk, though.
I don't know. What the fuck genre is Johnny Cash, actually, now that I think about it?
There's a lot of it I would say is folk. But
depends,
I mean,
it depends on what years of Johnny Cash we're talking about.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's very true.
What genre is Johnny Cash? That's another thing to send to the Discord. Just Google it. I'm sure it'll pop up. Also, there's a ghost bike glitch, apparently. So players are running into a bug when landing that makes it look like you're riding an invisible bike. It happens right after you hit the ground at the beginning of a match. Gibraltar runs normally for a few seconds, but the bug locks him into a position as if he's riding the bike. Players can't pick up weapons while in this state, but they can move around fairly quickly. Does this mean maybe there's code for like motorcycles coming in?
I swear to God, if you just make us ride bicycles, I'm going to come punch you out. I'm not going to punch you out, but like,
shit, actually,
I would enjoy that. That would be hilarious. But like, come on, give us motorcycles. You know you want it.
It's really interesting to watch this glitch too, because the person, like, it shows him landing normally as Gibby. And instead of going into the character model for first person view, he stays in a third person view. His rockets are shooting out, and it looks like he's just riding on an invisible bike with his rockets. I'm like, you do you, Gibby.
Fuck you, brother. I'm out.
Ooh, excuse me. Sorry, that was sexy.
Fuck this shit. I'm going home.
Fuck this shit. I'm out.
Fuck this shit. I'm out. Mm-mm.
That would be fire, right, though. Can you imagine Fuse on a motorcycle? Probably look like Mad Max.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it seems like so they're saying that there might be a problem with people carrying bugs because of like server and connection issues out of the game. And they're saying, like, Respawn is constantly addressing issues that arise with several new stability fixes that were added recently that might be causing the issue. And like,
I'm not sure. Also, some players think it's showing an unreleased feature where you can ride a bike or a motorcycle. But it's just speculation since others have reported the book occurring to other characters, not just Gibby.
Yeah.
Although Gibby does ride motorcycles, mm-hmm. actually, doesn't he?
It's part of his lore.
Right. So, yeah, you just said the part about the servers and everything like that.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm sure this bug will be addressed and all. It seems to be rare. I've never encountered it myself. I'm just hearing about it now, actually. Yeah.
It's just kind of funny to watch.
Right.
Let me see. All right. I did want to provide today's quick tip corner, if that's all right with y'all.
Go ahead. It's your section. Cool. You have the floor, man.
So we scooped this one from a Redditor, RRYYXN, Reeksin. I don't know.
Reeksin. Reminds me of the Trailer Park, or not Trailer Park Boys. What's that one where they're like, what are you guys doing? Breakfast. Wexin.
I forget what that's from. I know what you're talking about.
Is that that other amazing Canadian show, Hello Dirt?
Oh, no, it's not from, oh, God, now you're killing me.
Letterkenny. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Letterkenny, thank you. Man, I just don't, I can't, I hate that I can't remember anyways, things' names. It's brutal.
What's this tip you got for me?
Apex Legend players. And we got to get Spry Fox to give us some hot tips for good old Sheila and Rampart one of these days. But any case, Apex Legends players have got a neat tip that makes Rampart an absolute nightmare for caustic campers, and it's actually pretty simple to use. No, he's not a camper. He should camp. He runs out and gets murked.
Yeah, just caustic, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm aggro caustic. That's the only way to play him.
Aggro caustic's fun. Nerfed a little bit, but so fun. As Redditor Rixen demonstrates, if a caustic can sit in a house with gas traps, you don't have to enter their domain to finish them off, which is a good plan, because if you go in, you're probably going to die.
Don't fight on caustic terms.
Yeah, do not. That's where Fuse comes in strong too, having like 30 grenades. Mm-hmm. Technically you could only hold 20, but you could dream. Anyway, instead, if you use Rampart, you can simply turn the tables on them and lock them inside. You throw down a bit of amped cover over the doors, and then you can pull out a Sheila minigun. Mount the turret will rip right through the doors of these. Some of you may not know, Sheila demolishes doors very quickly, so think about that.
I actually did not realize that. I need to try that.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
It's one of those things that you just, why would you ever do that? Why would you use it for that? But in this particular situation,
It can be fairly useful, and also you just scare the ever-loading piss out of someone. Because, like, what do you do if you're in a building and all of a sudden the door breaks and, like, just, you just get...
FBI, open up!
Yeah. Well, worse than that, like, a freaking laser of bullet fire comes through the door, like a tornado of bullets. Anyway... Yeah, it will cause them to panic. They can try and quiver in a corner, but if they run across your line of sight, I think you need, like, significantly less than 2 seconds to die from those bullets. It's pretty quick. It's pretty much game over. Experienced Rampart players might have already used this one to their advantage, but seeing as how she slipped down on the tier lists, I'm sorry, but she was already there. she could get a buff soon that makes her much more useful. And I think she already got her shields buffed, so that really helps. And I believe there was a glitch or an issue where, the shields, I think it has to do with the punching glitch. I don't know if it's a glitch, but basically, the Fuse Tactical would break one of the Rampart shields on contact instead of taking 200 damage and then breaking, like I believe it normally did.
Okay.
So I believe that's fixed now. There's also a trick. If you're trapped by a Rampart wall, 2 punches and it breaks. So think about that. That's really helpful. Also, if your teammate is a pain in the ass Rampart and they're not helping you, or you're stuck outside and they've locked you out.
So they're not Spry Fox.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying anything about Ramparts in general or Spry Fox. I'm saying, like, occasionally somebody accidentally picks Rampart or their Rampart and they have no idea what they're doing. And they'll definitely get in your way with those walls. So just give it 2 punches and it's gone. Anyway, they will often hide in a corner, but if you're careful with your placement in your turret, you can get them. Also, hilarious Wraith trap. Wraith portal into a walled in area with a Sheila or 3. Instant death. You know the good old Wraith kidnap with the portal?
Mm. Oh, that is dirty. I love it.
Disgusting. Yeah, so much fun. You need comms to pull it off. But it is so damn funny.
I can just imagine someone just being like, just teleported out, just like into the barrage of Sheila bullets. They're like, oh shit, what's going on? Oh God, I'm dead.
Well, that's the thing, is it literally takes, I forget the exact math, but it takes, I think, less than 2 seconds.
Hold on, Matt's crouching the numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Math going across my face like the memes, you know, geometry floating. No, I'm just waiting. So time to kill. I believe this is with red shields, but don't crucify me. 0.94 seconds versus a fully pimped out Devo with a turbocharge and everything is 1.02 seconds. R9. So it's basically like an R9 that can't miss. All right. So in any case, we got a few questions from the loot bin. We're just going to kind of speed through those. Let me see. I actually think we might have covered the last two or three last. So last time. So
I can't remember if we covered those or not.
We're just going to cover the two for today and we'll get back to that. We just don't want to give you the same thing twice. You know what I mean? A little silly. So we're just going to hit these first two real quick. Question for the pod from TickleFist84, a proud mid-tier gamer and frequent person you'll find in the Discord. Do you guys have a warm-up routine that you do before diving into the game? Or do you just hop in and hope the first games go well? Always the second. I should really do firing range or name trainer, but yeah.
You just hop in. If I'm waiting for somebody to get in, if I'm like waiting for a teammate, I don't go solos if at all possible.
Yeah. It's not that fun.
But yeah, if I'm waiting for somebody, I'm in firing range. But if me and a friend are already there, we're ready to go. Fuck it. We're going in game. Unless you go in firing range, turn on friendly fire, and just start wailing on each other. That's actually a lot of fun. Yeah,
not me. Oh, yeah. As soon as I get in, I always go to firing range. Just to test out, make sure my settings are still correct, that everything's still working right. Because I like to go through and make sure that I'm not overshooting my targets, not undershooting them. Because like sometimes things can maybe feel weird. It's like, well, do I need to adjust this by a few percentages, or just to just get my blood flow and make sure I, like I'm good to go? Then I'll jump into a match.
Yeah. Right.
Following that question, we have our buddy Mando68. For some reason, I feel like you stream. I will get back to that. But look it up on Twitch and see if they do. It's Mando6 spelled out and then the number 8. After watching a lot of compilations, trying to see the things that Preds and really high-tier players do better, I noticed that the Mastiff is in virtually every loadout. My question is twofold. One, do you think that they will ever put the Mastiff back in the care package? And two, also, do you think the PK should ever get... Excuse me. Do you think the PK should get the automatic choke function that the triple take did and integrated if it goes back into ground loot? Thanks, guys. So, yes, I think they'll switch the Mastiff and the PK. And yes, frankly, I do, because the less hop up
floor loot,
the more floor loot, more ammo, more guns, more mags, you know? Yeah.
Right.
Like, I do think that this, like, keep it with the choke function automatic would be good. They just have to adjust the rest of the gun so it's not broken.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, I mean, choke's not that broken on the PK. Like, a lot of the time, I actually prefer it without the choke, but that's just me.
And you're not going to ADS, really, if you don't want to use the choke, right? With the Mastiff, I mean, that's the thing, is if you're an experienced PK, with the PK, rather, if you're an experienced PK player, you're flick-shotting, right, most of the time? Yeah, or, like, hip-firing?
A lot of the time, yeah. If you're like, peeking corners and stuff, I like the ADS when peeking corners, especially if I have, like a two-time scope or something like that on it.
That's fair.
Just because you can kind of snipe a little bit with it. And yeah, the choke does help out there some.
Well, also,
but it can also kind of hurt too. Go ahead.
Well, unlike the triple take, the PK, you can pre-charge it and that helps out a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot you could do that. Yeah. That does actually make a huge difference. And what he means by pre-charging, guys, if you don't know, you ADS until it fully chokes in and you have a couple of I wouldn't say a couple of seconds, but like maybe a little bit of time once you let go of ADS that it's still choked in.
More than 1 second, but not much. Like, I'm pretty sure it's right around there.
All right.
Yeah, so that was actually a really, really good questions, guys. I appreciate y'all coming through.
Yeah, I like that a lot. All right. Anything else before we start wrapping things up?
Nope. I think that's all we got for this week.
That's all she wrote.
Pretty beefy show for what news week.
I think we had some good stuff to talk about. It was just kind of all over the place a little bit, you know?
Oh, one last thing. Check out Twitch Rivals Apex Tournament. It is coming up early March. I will post a link on the Discord, so check it out. Mash those buttons on Discord.
Woo-woo.
Hey, that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see what happens.
Also, it'll be a blast.
Push the Point has called us out. They want us in their tournament. So we guys, we need to get together. We need to figure out our team placements and show them that we can actually still do Overwatch, even though we mostly play Apex. Or get our faces stomped in.
I don't play Overwatch. I have nothing to lose. Also, if any of y'all other Dropping Spicy folks want to show up and teach some Overwatch groupies how to play some Overwatch, you know, make a team, call them Spicy Boys or Lobosco Sucks, you know, something like that'd be a great team name.
Team Lobosco Sucks. I'm totally down with that, by the way.
I'll tell you later.
Oh god, that's great. Since Twitch Rivals is coming and everything, don't forget to head down to your local Battle and Brew in Atlanta. That's really the only place that I go anymore that's not work or fucking home. And whenever the Twitch stuff is going on, the Twitch Rivals tournament stuff is going on, I'll make it a point to go there, especially if we got some people from the Discord and all heading out there, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm sure we've got fans in Atlanta.
And
so hit me up. We'll meet up.
And if y'all can't make that because you don't live in Atlanta, Georgia, like, I got to imagine a fair amount of us don't live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Of course. Of
Unless
course.
I've but moved.
There are a lot of people that do.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a big ass city, right? But
it's fucking huge.
We could always have a virtual watch party. If there's interest, let us know in the Discord. Yeah. We might do that. That'd be fun to hang out. Yeah. Any case.
All right. So I'm going to start closing things up. Thank you to our latest stream followers, Inera, Blind Mirage TTP, and Willie Nelson 303.
Yeah. There's also been some other new members who have still not grabbed that Spicy Boy tag. Please, yeah,
exactly.
Grab that tag so we can recognize you, because there's a lot of people in Discord. And I like using these taking the tags so I can keep track of everybody joining. Otherwise, it gets lost in all the noise because it's
right
a very busy channel, the Apex Legends.
Right.
You got to help Senpai notice you, okay?
Notice me, Senpai. Notice me. Yeah, our Discord has grown by leaps and bounds since we started this whole thing, guys. So, yeah, make sure to grab that role so we know who you are. We can shout you out and everything.
Yeah.
And stay active, you know. The more active you are, the more we know, you know, who you are, and more likely we are to follow you on Twitch and raid you and all that good stuff. It's a good time. It's a good time, man.
Good times all indeed. Right.
And I would like to thank you all for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dropping Spicy, and follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network. Catch our live stream every Tuesday night on twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. That's at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, Kurabaro, what's your social medias?
I don't have social medias, but let's see.
He's off the grid.
I'm off the grid completely.
But, I don't know what that is.
But the non-existent social media is on Twitter at Kurabaras, KURABARAS, twitch.tv/Kurabara, which as soon as I start feeling better, not feeling sick all the time, I'll be streaming again. Just been kind of rough this last few weeks. And on Instagram, it's Kurabara_.
All right. And what about you, Matt?
All right. So you can find me on Steam, Origin. Not that I really go there anymore. I believe Epic and some other gaming launchers, because you need to have like 6 these days to be a real gamer. Am I right?
Yes.
PC Master Race ?
Oh.
As EXOMATT. And you can find me on Twitch, where I stream Pokemon, Minecraft, occasionally I stream some Apex, but honestly, I feel like I play better when I'm inebriated and not streaming. But you don't have to be inebriated to play Apex, remember? Although it's very fun, let's be real. And yeah, or if you drop by and let me know you want me to play something, I'll play something else. And also Twitter and Instagram as 3XOMATT. So see you there.
To your mother. Hey. All right. And you can catch me on Twitter, Twitch, Origin, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere else at NerfKinderPlease. That's NERFKINDERPLS. And don't forget to check out Ready Room with Geo and Clan of Three with our boy Kurabara and Edinar.
Woo, woo, woo. And Death Squad.
And that guy, too.
Yeah. Hey, he also told me he got some of his boys to join the Discord, but apparently they're too lazy to hit that spicy boy tag.
Aw. All right. And don't forget, once again, to join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at mash.gg/discord. There is a channel that you need to go to. I believe it's called the Roles channel. And you just react with the Apex logo and you will get the role that you need. And while you're there, send us your Apex feedback, stories, and questions. And don't forget to share the show with others and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You're going to go straight there to do that. You can go to droppingspicy.com/Apple Podcasts. But if you want a direct link, the RSS feed, and all of the other shows, go to mashthosebuttons.com. It's going to be the quickest and easiest way to get all of our content on time. And if you want to take your support a step further, you can do that by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where we have tiers available for as little as $1 a month and content starting at $5.
And I will say we have just launched the first episode of the Clan of Three Star Wars Rebel Rewatch for early access. And we got the latest episode of Extra Spicy gone out, so come take a look at that. Come find out what the vehicle, what the cover image I put, what the heck that is, and why that's there.
And finally, we have a Teespring store available at teespring.com/stores/mashthosebuttons. That's going to be it from us here, Dropping Spicy. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network. Buenas noches, fuckboys.
I'm gonna go play some Pokemon.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.